Fingers in the Sparkle Jar, written by Chris Packham.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Brand New Savage. The Collector, July 1966. I'm sorry, I haven't got change of a ladybird. The ice cream man had opened the matchbox expecting a sixpence, but instead found a six-spotted beetle that was now scuttling manically over his counter, defiantly refusing reinternment in its crisp little cell, despite repeated repositioning. He gently pressed his cupped palm down on the fugitive, and as it squeezed free of his fingers, managed to flick it back into the box. Green juice specked his nail. He tutted, wiped it on his trousers, and stretched over to hand the doomed specimen back to the beetle keeper, just as a girl he knew as Anna simultaneously thrust a thick wadge of bubblegum cards at the little mush and demanded, "Why don't you let it go?" The boy ignored her, shook the box next to his ear, fanned through his worn wad of Batman and Tarzan cards, and then wrestled them into the bulging pocket of his shorts. "You wouldn't like it in there," she snapped, before she looked up to Mr. Whippy and said, "He's had it in there for days, and he never lets them go until they die. I'd like a sky ray." Yellow chin lights speckled her freckles, radiating from three daisy chains, her morning's work. Ghostly grey eyes and pig-pink cheeks cuddling close to the grubbiest teddy bear. She had sun-blown, blonde, play-curled hair.